You're listening to the
number one radio.
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Life Show. I'm Dr. Leslie Berkland, and I am here with Nicholas Brighter. He is our vibration expert and goals coach. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yay. We are continuing our series on habits, positive habits, habits of success, just all sorts of habits, habits that you want to start, habits that you want to start tomorrow, habits that you just think are going to be positive and improve your life, improve your well-being. And we've talked before about wonderful habits, habits that really will improve your life. But how do you start a habit?
I know that habits is something I love, and some people I've listened to, like Jim Rohn, Earl Nightingale. Habits are really big with them. And so I'm excited to learn, how do we make habits, Leslie?
Yay. Well, okay, so there's this question. And it's the question is, how long does it take to develop a new habit? And keep in mind, the word is develop. I don't like the word develop so much. I think it should be to start a method or how to make it more of a pattern. And I've heard so many different things. What have you heard? A time frame?
I've over my life, I've heard many different. I think almost every time I've heard it, it's probably a little different, or it seems like maybe someone's saying something they probably heard somewhere else. And my personal opinion is that it's variable. It depends on many factors, and that probably all of them have some truth to them.
So they all have some truth. I think what the point is how long does it take before it becomes easier to maintain the habit?
That's exactly what I was thinking in my head right now. That's the important thing almost.
Right.
Right.
So and that also is variable depending on the person, depending on your situation. So, you know, but developing a new habit makes it sound like it's already established. Like, how long does it take to develop a new habit?
When does this difficult thing I'm doing become easier?
Yes, that is the real question. And so, and even those answers vary. I have heard 21 days. I've mostly heard over and over, and this may be something that's sort of an old thought, old school thinking, 6 weeks. It takes 6 weeks to start a habit and 6 weeks to quit a habit. So that was sort of a standard, but we're really talking about how long does it take before the habit becomes more commonplace, easier, a little bit more fun, more
enjoyable,
you know? So,
I like that it's because it's not so clear, it's not taking an absolutist approach, but, and what people really care about is establishing their new habit.
Yeah, so, or, you know, I don't know.
I mean, establishing in that the beginning stages when it becomes easier.
But the new experts are now saying it just takes 21 days to form a habit pattern. So that's the word.
Okay.
That we've been missing before. Pattern. It's just a pattern of medium complexity.
Okay.
So, and I don't even know exactly what that means as opposed to, you know, a little complexity or high complexity, you know, I don't know, but it's individual. And it also is what habit you want to establish. If you want to undo a habit like smoking, I want to quit smoking. I want to stop that habit of smoking. It may take somebody immediately, you know, one day, because they just immediately go cold turkey and stop. It may take somebody, you know, by just eliminating smoking less, chewing some gum or doing the patch or doing some other taking some medicine may take them a year. So either way, if it's a negative habit, it's good to undo habits, but always remember to replace it with a positive habit. So now we have some new habits that we want to, healthy habits that are good for us, good for our well-being.
In the last few episodes, you've gone over many new habits that would be good habits for people to adopt. So now you're going to be explaining...
It's more steps.
A how-to, kind of,
because okay. We've talked about, like, hey, this is a great habit, reading a book, you know, doing this in the morning. They're great habits, but how do you start this new habit?
What is the first step?
Okay, well, I'm going to say, I don't think that there's any particular order, but really, except for this one, is to make the decision. You know, decide clearly that you're going to begin acting in a specific way and do it 100% of the time. Like if you decide, for example, that you want to exercise, you know, set your clock for a specific time. And when that goes off, then immediately get prepared to do your exercising, whether it be at a gym or be at home.
So is this mentally you've committed to the decision by making the decision?
Exactly. Okay. So we mentally commit to the decision, because a lot of us will talk about a habit. You know, I really want to start fishing. I want to make fishing something that I do, you know, during fishing season. I just want, you know, you buy all the gear and then you end up not doing it because you haven't really committed. You haven't made that commitment that is a new habit that you want to establish. And so making the decision, you know, deciding that you're going to do it and then act upon it. You know, 100% of the time. So not like, oh, yeah, I'll do it on Tuesdays and then maybe I won't do it and see. Yeah, you know, just commit. It's just making a commitment.
Okay.
Whatever the habit may be.
So make the decision.
Yeah. Another thing is to never allow an exception. And we do that a lot. Like we'll say, okay, you know, I'm going to let myself off the hook. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, you know, I know that I've decided I'm never going to eat, you know, this entire chocolate cake. But today I'm going to, because I didn't eat much all week. And so I'm going to go ahead and treat myself. And yeah, don't do that.
And I know for someone like me, I can have... Well, in the past, I've had problems with exceptions because I want to make all these rules and this beautiful layout of rules and all the exceptions to those rules but no exceptions.
Okay, so I did not know that. Okay, so what you're saying is that you will decide to create a new habit, but then you give yourself outs.
Well, it's sort of like here's the process, and here are the exceptions where things take a different path.
Oh, interesting.
So, but they may include complete exceptions.
Okay. Well, it's just a good idea.
I don't have that problem so much anymore, but it is something that, you know, I imagine a lot of people have that.
Yeah, because they do allow.
Maybe not for the same reason, but.
They allow for too many exceptions, mm-hmm. You know, and so you really want to never allow, I mean, in general, never allow, you know, an exception. You know, just don't let yourself off the hook. If you have decided that you're going to, you know, do something that you're going to.
Now, do you think the important thing there is mentally believing that I'm going to do this, no exceptions, or actually making no exceptions?
Both.
Both. Okay.
I think it's both. If you, let's say, you know, something that we talked about is you're talking kindly.
Okay.
You know, don't say, well, you know what, this person I don't like, and this, you know, now I'm really aggravated. If you don't make an, speak kindly or don't speak at all. Mm-hmm. Speak kindly or walk away and take a breath. And then when you re-enter the conversation, then speak kindly, if that's one of the habits that you've decided. So don't allow an exception. Well, this person is a super jerk, so I'm going to make an exception and be just a super jerk back to him. You know, mm-hmm. Just don't. If one of the habits...
This person deserves to be, for me to act like a jerk to them.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing is to tell other people, in other words, inform people around you that you're going to be practicing, you know, a specific behavior, a specific habit. And it's actually quite amazing how much more disciplined and determined you'll be once you've actually shared it.
Now I know you're still going into it, but I've heard you say things that almost seem the opposite of that. So is there some specifics you can, so for example, I've heard you say before, tell other people that are encouraging people?
Yes, when I say tell others, it's not everyone around you, it's not every single person. You tell people that you trust, people that you love, people that you know will help you, will encourage you. You don't want to tell naysayers. You don't want to tell people that have
naysayers. That's what I'd heard you say before. Don't tell the naysayers. Yeah.
Don't, you know, oh, you're not going to do that. And then, of course, if you don't lose the 10 pounds in the month that you thought you would, that then they'll point that out. So don't just tell people that are close to you. But then there is a sense that they're holding you, not spoken, but they're
holding you accountable to yourself.
A little bit accountable. And then that really helps give you the willpower to follow through, you know, on your resolution.
So tell others that are encouraging people because they will hold you accountable to yourself. And don't tell people that are negative people or naysayers because they're going to do the opposite. They're going to try to get you to make excuses. It sounds like that's where you're...
That is exactly it, because they do not want to see you succeed.
Okay.
They do not want you to improve. They don't want to even join you in your habit.
Yeah.
But that's something else. Now, let's say you've developed a habit where you've decided that you're going to hike once a week. You know, you're going to get to know your neighborhood. You want to hike. So by tell people, find a group of people where you all can have a conversation, because you're all developing this new habit together.
And I imagine if you were to find a group that does that, a group that does, you know, neighborhood hiking. Did you say neighborhood hiking?
Yeah.
Local. Okay, so if you found a group like that, you're probably going to find some people in that group that are doing it for a similar reason that you are.
Yeah, exactly, because they just want to explore. They want to get a little bit of exercise for whatever reason. My sister, for example, decided this is exactly a habit that she wanted to form and to make a pattern. So she decided to join a couple hiking groups. And so she would hike maybe once a month, and then she started hiking twice a month, and then she ended up moving to another state, and she joined another hiking group. And some of the hikes are 1 mile hikes and 3 mile hikes. 5 mile hikes. Your habit may be that you just want to do a variety of hikes. Some of her hikes are just for the terrain. It might be going up a hill, going up a mountain. Some of her hikes are just within the city, exploring just the beauty of the city, exploring the beauty of fields or wherever she wants to hike. And she has met the most interesting people because they all share the love of hiking and exploring. And she's just met some wonderful people, and they can all share with each other, oh, I went on a hike over here. So they're kind of also holding each other accountable, because they may have some scheduled hikes, like, okay, we're going to do a hike every Tuesday.
I believe most of the bigger ones would be scheduled, and that's it. I've done a few hikes, and definitely most of the big ones seems like they're definitely scheduled out in advance.
Right.
But those people are... anyone that does that regularly, they're going to be knowledgeable of all the, or at least many of the common hiking areas, you know, probably within a 100-mile radius of the area that you live in, which so kind of far out.
But the part that holds you accountable is you do have to sign up for it. So if you know, show.
Although we're almost saying that one of the steps is hiking now.
So yeah,
what was the step that we're talking about?
It was to tell others.
Okay, tell others. Okay.
Yeah, it was to tell others. And so, you know, by practicing, you know, that I'm going to start this new behavior. So people can ask you, how was the hike? How many times did you go hiking? You know, that's so exciting. They may even want to join. But by telling others your intention of your new habit, can be positive as long as you're not telling.
And so the encouraging ones can hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the encouraging ones do hold you accountable, but you kind of almost want to be accountable to them, especially if it's in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh gosh, you know what? This group is going to start, and we all sort of plan to have a picnic afterwards. And so, but then it gets to the point where it's enjoyable. You know, once you establish a habit and it's more established and it's more of a pattern and there's some repetitiveness to it,
you're going to find what you enjoy out of it.
That it's fun. Mm-hmm. That it's fun. You want to make it fun. And so, and that's part of something else, which is create an affirmation. And so it's just simply repeating to yourself over and over and over what habit that you want to start. You know, if let's say you haven't actually started to lose weight, but you're just going to repeat to yourself over and over and over, or you want to gain weight, or you just want to eat healthier, by saying, you know, a mantra, or by saying an affirmation, or even writing it down many times, putting it on your refrigerator, it's a repetitiveness. It has a dramatic increase in the speed at which you develop the new habit. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Now, I know with the this next step, create an affirmation, it does align with an idea in the vibrational space, which is essentially, if you were to give yourself an affirmation, and we'll use the hiking example. If you, for example, want to make it a habit that you go hiking at least weekly, the affirmation that you would be, or that you would give yourself, is, I am the type of person that goes hiking. I'm the type of person that enjoys hiking. And the idea being that you then associate with that habit.
That is actually perfect, because what I was reading once, instead of saying, for example, like,
I wish I was a person that went hiking. That would be something that you wouldn't want to do. I wish I was a person that went hiking. I am the type of person that goes hiking.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, I'm going to get up every morning at 6, say to yourself in your affirmation, I get up and get going immediately at 6 a.m. each morning.
To go hiking.
Right. So it's
because obviously, if I'm getting up early to go hiking, I must be the type of person that goes hiking.
Right. I get it. So, and then something else is to document.
Mm.
Document. This is a way.
I like that one.
To document what habits that you want to start, and start, like I mentioned this before, start small, 3 to 5 new habits. You don't want to just be, you know, have your mind go crazy, have too many habits where you're being unrealistic and they're not really obtainable. So 3 to 5 new habits that you want to establish that are realistic and obtainable, but you want to document it by just writing it down. You can write it down in the morning. You can even document it in your head. You can document it in your journal. You can document it on your computer, in your calendar of, you know, each day. Just make some sort of documentation.
Okay. So I might have something to add to that, but I want to make sure it's not what you're all. Okay. So what I would add to that is that if this new habit is measurable in some way, so if we use a hiking example, I went hiking for 1 hour this week. If your habit is exercising or working out, lifting weights, for example, document what's the max weight that you lifted, or possibly documenting all the reps you did, but any sort of documentation. If you want to lose weight, documenting what your weight is, or if you want to be a little more meticulous, what your calories are for the day. But so it can either be thorough, or it can be just something really simple. But whatever it is, some sort of documentation so that you can see the difference, the change over time, the improvement over time, and the improvement will be something that will encourage you in the future when you see how you progress.
And then the consistency.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. The consistency.
You know, I've been doing this. Well, I can't believe I've been actually doing this for 6 months now. Now it's sort of just natural. Now it's something that I look forward to doing, you know, this is something, like, I can't wait for my next.
It also enables you to visualize your progress on a piece of paper.
Excellent. Okay. And then finally, the last thing that I'm going to mention is resolve to persist. And that means keep practicing the new behavior until it is so automatic and easy that you actually feel uncomfortable if you don't do it.
I'm a little interested. What does that entail, resolving to...
What I'm saying is...
Is it related to commitment?
Yeah. So resolve to keep practicing. You keep practicing and practicing. Mm-hmm. So then it becomes automatic where you're not even thinking. It's just something that you do. It just becomes part of your life. And if for some... there's a day that you are unable to do it, you actually miss it.
Okay.
You actually miss because it was something that you were looking forward to. I mean, there's going to be some occasions, maybe a family emergency or something that you're not going to be able to do something, but you actually miss it and you're kind of almost a little uncomfortable. Like, oh, whoa, I can't believe that I didn't.
Do you think that this would entail sort of after you've done all the previous steps, telling yourself that this is a good idea, I want to continue, or is that a different?
No, it's definitely, it just becomes natural.
Okay.
You just want to resolve to persist until it just becomes part of you and it's more natural. So okay. That is it for today's show. Nick, thank you so much. Love all your insights.
And you're welcome. I really enjoyed today. I love the topic of habits, and I think you did really... I like your steps.
Well, thank you so much. And until next week, you can contact Nick or I at any time at Dr. Leslie at leslieberkland.com. And we will always 100% answer your emails if you have any questions for us or any subject matters that you want to talk to us about. Or any habits that you've incorporated in your life that you want to share, we would love to hear from you. So have a terrific rest of your day.
You're listening to the
number one radio.
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brighter Life Show. I'm Dr. Leslie Berkland, and I am here with Nicholas Brighter. He is our vibration expert and goals coach. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yay. We are continuing our series on habits, positive habits, habits of success, just different, all sorts of habits, habits that you want to start, habits that you want to start tomorrow, habits that you just think are going to be positive and improve your life, improve your well-being. And we've talked before about wonderful habits, habits that really will improve your life. But how do you start a habit?
I know that the habits is something I love, and some people I've listened to, like Jim Rohn, Earl Nightingale, habits are really big with them. And so I'm excited to learn how do we make habits, Leslie.
Yay. Well, okay, so there's this question. And it's the question is, how long does it take to develop a new habit? And keep in mind, the word is develop. I don't like the word develop so much. I think it should be to start a method or how to make it more of a pattern. And I've heard so many different things. What have you heard? A time frame?
I've over my life, I've heard many different. I think almost every time I've heard it's probably a little different, or it seems like maybe someone's saying something they probably heard somewhere else. And my personal opinion is that it's variable. It depends on many factors, and that probably all of them have some truth to them.
So they all have some truth. I think what the point is how long does it take before it becomes easier to maintain the habit?
That's exactly what I was thinking in my head right now. That's the important thing almost.
Right.
Right.
So and that also is variable depending on the person, depending on your situation. So, you know, but developing a new habit makes it sound like it's already established. Like how long does it take to develop a new habit?
When does this difficult thing I'm doing become easier?
Yes, that is the real question. And so and even those answers vary. I have heard 21 days. I've mostly heard over and over, and this may be something that's sort of an old thought, old school thinking, 6 weeks. It takes 6 weeks to start a habit and 6 weeks to quit a habit. So that was sort of a standard. But we're really talking about how long does it take before the habit becomes more commonplace, easier, a little bit more fun.
I like that.
Enjoyable. You know, so, you know.
I like that it's, because it's not so clear, it's not taking an absolutist approach, but, and what people really care about is establishing their new habit.
Yeah, so, or, you know, I don't know.
I mean, establishing in that the beginning stage is when it becomes easier.
But the new experts are now saying it just takes 21 days to form a habit pattern. So that's the word.
Okay.
That we've been missing before. Pattern. It's just a pattern of medium complexity.
Okay.
So, and I don't even know exactly what that means as opposed to, you know, a little complexity or high complexity. You know, I don't know, but it's individual. And it also is what habit you want to establish. If you want to undo a habit like smoking, I want to quit smoking. I want to stop that habit of smoking. It may take somebody immediately, you know, one day, because they just immediately go cold turkey and stop. It may take somebody, you know, by just eliminating smoking less, chewing some gum or doing the patch or doing some other, taking some medicine. It may take them a year. So either way, if it's a negative habit, it's good to undo habits, but always remember to replace it with a positive habit. So now we have some new habits that we want to, healthy habits that are good for us, good for our well-being.
In the last few episodes, you've gone over many new habits that would be good habits for people to adopt. So now you're going to be explaining...
It's more steps.
How-to, kind of?
Because we've talked about, like, hey, this is a great habit, reading a book, you know, doing this in the morning. They're great habits, but how do you start this new habit?
What is the first step?
Okay, well, I'm going to say, I don't think that there's any particular order, but really, except for this one, is to make the decision. You know, decide clearly that you're going to begin acting in a specific way and do it 100% of the time. Like if you decide, for example, that you want to exercise, you know, set your clock for a specific time. And when that goes off, then immediately get prepared to do your exercising, whether it be at a gym or be at home.
So is this mentally you've committed to the decision by making the decision?
Exactly. Okay. So we mentally commit to the decision, because a lot of us will talk about a habit. You know, I really want to start fishing. I want to make fishing something that I do, you know, during fishing season. I just want, you know, you buy all the gear and then you end up not doing it because you haven't really committed. You haven't made that commitment that is a new habit that you want to establish. And so making the decision, you know, deciding that you're going to do it and then act upon it. You know, 100% of the time. So not like, oh, yeah, I'll do it on Tuesdays and then maybe I won't do it and see. Yeah, you know, just commit. It's just making a commitment.
Okay.
Whatever the habit may be.
So make the decision.
Yeah. Another thing is to never allow an exception. And we do that a lot. Like we'll say, okay, you know, I'm going to let myself off the hook. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, you know, I know that I've decided I'm never going to eat, you know, this entire chocolate cake. But today I'm going to, because I didn't eat much all week. And so I'm going to go ahead and treat myself. And yeah, don't do that.
And I know for someone like me, I can have, well, in the past I've had problems with exceptions because I want to make all these rules and this beautiful layout of rules and all the exceptions to those rules but no exceptions.
Okay, so I did not know that. Okay, so what you're saying is that you will decide to create a new habit, but then you give yourself outs.
Well, it's sort of like, here's the process, and here are the exceptions where things take a different path.
Oh, interesting. So,
but they may include complete exceptions.
Okay. Well, it's just a good idea.
I don't have that problem so much anymore, but it is something that, you know, I imagine a lot of people have that.
Yeah, because yeah, they do maybe allow.
Maybe not for the same reason, but.
They allow for too many exceptions, mm-hmm. you know. And so you really want to never allow, I mean, in general, never allow, you know, an exception. You know, just don't let yourself off the hook. If you have decided that you're going to, you know, do something that you're going to.
Now, do you think the important thing there is mentally believing that I'm going to do this, no exceptions, or actually making no exceptions?
Both.
Both. Okay.
I think it's both. If you, let's say, you know, something that we talked about is you're talking kindly.
Okay.
You know, don't say, well, you know what, this person I don't like, and this, you know, now I'm really aggravated. If you don't make an, speak kindly or don't speak at all. Mm-hmm. Speak kindly or walk away and take a breath. And then when you re-enter the conversation, then speak kindly, if that's one of the habits that you've decided. So don't allow an exception. Well, this person is a super jerk, so I'm going to make an exception and be just a super jerk back to him. You know, mm-hmm. just don't. If one of the habits...
This person deserves to be, for me to act like a jerk to them.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing is to tell other people, in other words, inform people around you that you're going to be practicing, you know, a specific behavior, a specific habit. And it's actually quite amazing how much more disciplined and determined you'll be once you've actually shared it.
Now you know. I know you're still going into it, but I've heard you say things that almost seem the opposite of that. So is there some specifics you can, so for example, I've heard you say before, tell other people that are encouraging people?
Yes, when I say tell others, it's not everyone around you, it's not every single person. You okay. tell people that you trust, people that you love, people that you know will help you, will encourage you. You don't want to tell naysayers. You don't want to tell people that have...
Naysayers, that's what I'd heard you say before. Don't tell the naysayers.
Yeah. Don't, you know, oh, you're not going to do that. And then, of course, if you don't lose the 10 pounds in the month that you thought you would, then they'll point that out. So don't just tell people that are close to you. But then there is a sense that they're holding you, not spoken, but they're
holding you accountable to yourself.
A little bit accountable. And then that really helps give you the willpower mm-hmm. to follow through, you know, on your resolution.
So tell others that are encouraging people because they will hold you accountable to yourself. And don't tell people that are negative people or naysayers because they're going to do the opposite. They're going to try to get you to make excuses. It sounds like that's where you're...
That is exactly it, because they do not want to see you succeed.
Okay.
They do not want you to improve. They don't want to even join you in your habit.
Yeah.
But that's something else. Now, let's say you've developed a habit where you've decided that you're going to hike once a week. You know, you're going to get to know your neighborhood. You want to hike. So by tell people, find a group of people where you all can have a conversation, because you're all developing this new habit together.
And I imagine if you were to find a group that does that, a group that does, you know, neighborhood hiking. Did you say neighborhood hiking?
Yeah.
Okay, so if you found a group like that, you're probably going to find some people in that group that are doing it for a similar reason that you are.
Yeah, exactly. Because they just want to explore. They want to get a little bit of exercise for whatever reason. My sister, for example, decided this is exactly a habit that she wanted to form and to make a pattern. So she decided to join a couple hiking groups. And so she would hike maybe once a month, and then she started hiking twice a month, and then she ended up moving to another state, and she joined another hiking group. And some of the hikes are 1 mile hikes and 3 mile hikes, 5 mile hikes. Your habit may be that you just want to do a variety of hikes. Some of her hikes are just for the terrain. It might be going up a hill, going up a mountain. Some of her hikes are just within the city, exploring just the beauty of the city, exploring the beauty of fields or wherever she wants to hike. And she has met the most interesting people because they all share the love of hiking and exploring. And she's just met some wonderful people, and they can all share with each other, oh, I went on a hike over here. So they're kind of also holding each other accountable because they may have some scheduled hikes, like, okay, we're going to do a hike every Tuesday.
I believe most of the bigger ones would be scheduled, and that's it. I've done a few hikes, and definitely most of the big ones seems like they're definitely scheduled out in advance.
Right.
But those people are, anyone that does that regularly, they're going to be knowledgeable of all the, or at least many of the common hiking areas, you know, probably within a 100-mile radius of the area that you live in. So it's kind of far out.
But the part that holds you accountable is you do have to sign up for it. So if you know,
we're almost saying that one of the steps is hiking now. What was the step that we're talking about?
It was to tell others.
Okay, tell others. Okay.
Yeah, it was to tell others. And so, you know, by practicing, you know, that I'm going to start this new behavior. So people can ask you, how was the hike? How many times did you go hiking? You know, that's so exciting. They may even want to join. But by telling others your intention of your new habit can be positive as long as you're not telling.
And so the encouraging ones can hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the encouraging ones do hold you accountable, but you kind of almost want to be accountable to them, especially if it's in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh gosh, you know what? This group is going to start, and we all sort of plan to have a picnic afterwards. And so, but then it gets to the point where it's enjoyable. You know, once you establish a habit and it's more established and it's more of a pattern and there's some repetitiveness to it,
you're going to find what you enjoy out of it.
That it's fun. Mm-hmm. That it's fun. You want to make it fun. And that's part of something else, which is create an affirmation. And so it's just simply repeating to yourself over and over and over what habit that you want to start. You know, if let's say you haven't actually started to lose weight, but you're just going to repeat to yourself over and over and over, or you want to gain weight, or you just want to eat healthier, by saying, you know, a mantra, or by saying an affirmation, or even writing it down many times, putting it on your refrigerator, it's a repetitiveness. It has a dramatic increase in the speed at which you develop the new habit. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Now, I know with the this next step, create an affirmation, it does align with an idea in the vibrational space, which is essentially, if you were to give yourself an affirmation, and we'll use the hiking example. If you, for example, want to make it a habit that you go hiking at least weekly, the affirmation that you would be, or that you would give yourself is, I am the type of person that goes hiking. I'm the type of person that enjoys hiking. And the idea being that you then associate with that habit.
That is actually perfect because what I was reading once, instead of saying, for example, like,
I wish I was a person that went hiking. That would be something that you wouldn't want to do. I wish I was a person that went hiking. I am the type of person that goes hiking.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, I'm going to get up every morning at 6, say, to yourself in your affirmation, I get up and get going immediately at 6 a.m. each morning.
To go hiking.
Right. So it's...
Because obviously, if I'm getting up early to go hiking, I must be the type of person that goes hiking.
Right. I get it. So, and then something else is to document. Document. This is a way...
I like that one.
To document what habits that you want to start, and start, like I mentioned this before, start small, 3 to 5 new habits. You don't want to just be, you know, have your mind go crazy, have too many habits where you're being unrealistic and they're not really obtainable. So 3 to 5 new habits that you want to establish that are realistic and obtainable, but you want to document it by just writing it down. You can write it down in the morning. You can even document it in your head. You can document it in your journal. You can document it on your computer, in your calendar of, you know, each day. Just make some sort of documentation.
Okay. So I might have something to add to that, but I want to make sure it's not what you're all... Okay. So what I would add to that is that if this new habit is measurable in some way, so if we use a hiking example, I went hiking for 1 hour this week. If your habit is exercising or working out, lifting weights, for example, document what's the max weight that you lifted, or possibly documenting all the reps you did, but any sort of documentation. If you want to lose weight, documenting what your weight is, or if you want to be a little more meticulous, what your calories are for the day. But so it can either be thorough, or it can be just something really simple. But whatever it is, some sort of documentation so that you can see the difference, the change over time, the improvement over time. Okay. And the improvement will be something that will encourage you in the future when you see how you progress.
And then the consistency.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. The consistency.
You know, I've been doing this. Yeah. Well, I can't believe I've been actually doing this for 6 months now. Now it's sort of just natural. Now it's something that I look forward to doing. You know, this is like, I can't wait for my next...
It also enables you to visualize your progress on a piece of paper.
Excellent. Okay. And then finally, the last thing that I'm going to mention is resolve to persist. And that means keep practicing the new behavior until it is so automatic and easy that you actually feel uncomfortable if you don't do it.
I'm a little interested. What does that entail? Resolving to
what I'm saying is
it related to commitment?
Yeah. So resolve to keep practicing. You keep practicing and practicing. Mm-hmm. So then it becomes automatic, where you're not even thinking. It's just something that you do. It just becomes part of your life. And if there's a day that you are unable to do it, you actually miss it.
Okay.
You actually miss, because it was something that you were looking forward to. I mean, there's going to be some occasions, maybe a family emergency or something, that you're not going to be able to do something, but you actually miss it, and you're kind of almost a little uncomfortable. Like, oh, whoa, I can't believe that I didn't.
Do you think that this would entail sort of, after you've done all the previous steps, telling yourself that this is a good idea, I want to continue, or is that a different...
No, it's definitely, it just becomes natural.
Okay.
You just want to resolve to persist until it just becomes part of you and it's more natural. So that is it for today's show. Nick, thank you so much. Love all your insights.
You're welcome. I really enjoyed today. I love the topic of habits, and I think you did really... I like your steps.
Well, thank you so much. And until next week, you can contact Nick or I at any time at drleslie@leslieberkland.com. And we will always 100% answer your emails if you have any questions for us, or any subject matters that you want to talk to us about, or any habits that you've incorporated in your life that you want to share. We would love to hear from you. So have a terrific rest of your day.
You're listening to the number one
Trim Radio.
Trim Radio Network.
You're listening to The Brighter Life Show with your host, natural health practitioner, Dr. Leslie Berkland, and the Brighter Life Institute founder and vibration expert, Nicholas Brighter. Topics span from holistic lifestyles, meditation, natural medicine, spirituality, and finding your joy. Here at The Brighter Life Show, we want to hear from you. Call us at Trim Radio Network and ask questions or share your most uplifting story. Enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Brighter Life Show. I'm Dr. Leslie Berkland, and I am here with Nicholas Brighter. He is our vibration expert and goals coach. How are you doing, Nick?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Yay. We are continuing our series on habits, positive habits, habits of success, just different, all sorts of habits, habits that you want to start, habits that you want to start tomorrow, habits that you just think are going to be positive and improve your life, improve your well-being. And we've talked before about wonderful habits, habits that really will improve your life. But how do you start a habit?
I know that the habits is something I love, and some people I've listened to, like Jim Rohn, Earl Nightingale. Habits are really big with them. And so I'm excited to learn, how do we make habits, Leslie?
Yay. Well, okay, so there's this question. And it's the question is, how long does it take to develop a new habit? And keep in mind, the word is develop. I don't like the word develop so much. I think it should be to start a method or how to make it more of a pattern. And I've heard so many different things. What have you heard? The time frame?
Over my life, I've heard many different, I think almost every time I've heard it's probably a little different, or it seems like maybe someone's saying something they probably heard somewhere else. And my personal opinion is that it's variable. It depends on many factors, and that probably all of them have some truth to them.
So they all have some truth. I think what the point is how long does it take before it becomes easier to maintain the habit?
That's exactly what I was thinking in my head right now. That's the important thing almost.
Right. So and that also is variable depending on the person, depending on your situation. So, you know, but developing a new habit makes it sound like it's already established. Like, how long does it take to develop a new habit?
When does this difficult thing I'm doing become easier?
Yes, that is the real question. And so, and even those answers vary. I have heard 21 days. I've mostly heard over and over, and this may be something that's sort of an old thought, old school thinking, 6 weeks. It takes 6 weeks to start a habit and 6 weeks to quit a habit. So that was sort of a standard. But we're really talking about how long does it take before the habit becomes more commonplace, easier, a little bit more fun.
I like that.
Enjoyable. Yeah. You know, so, you know.
I like that it's, because it's not so clear, it's not taking an absolutist approach, but, and what people really care about is establishing their new habit.
Yeah, so, or, you know, I don't know.
I mean, establishing in that the beginning stage is when it becomes easier.
But the new experts are now saying it just takes 21 days to form a habit pattern. So that's the word.
Okay.
That we've been missing before. Pattern. It's just a pattern of medium complexity.
Okay.
So, and I don't even know exactly what that means, as opposed to, you know, a little complexity or high complexity. You know, I don't know. But it's individual. And it also is what habit you want to establish. If you want to undo a habit like smoking, I want to quit smoking. I want to stop that habit of smoking. It may take somebody immediately, you know, one day, because they just immediately go cold turkey and stop. It may take somebody, you know, by just eliminating smoking less, chewing some gum or doing the patch or doing some other, taking some medicine. It may take them a year. So either way, if it's a negative habit, it's good to to undo habits, but always remember to replace it with a positive habit. So now we have some new habits that we want to, healthy habits that are good for us, good for our well-being.
In the last few episodes, you've gone over many new habits that would be good habits for people to adopt. So now you're going to be explaining...
It's more steps.
Kind of how to, because
we've talked about, like, hey, this is a great habit, reading a book, you know, doing this in the morning. They're great habits, but how do you start this new habit?
What is the first step?
Okay, well, I'm going to say, I don't think that there's any particular order, but really, except for this one, is to make the decision. You know, decide clearly that you're going to begin acting in a specific way and do it 100% of the time. Like if you decide, for example, that you want to exercise, you know, set your clock for a specific time. And when that goes off, then immediately get prepared to do your exercising, whether it be at a gym or be at home.
So is this mentally you've committed to the decision by making the decision?
Exactly. Okay. So we mentally commit to the decision, because a lot of us will talk about a habit. You know, I really want to start fishing. I want to make fishing something that I do, you know, during fishing season. I just want, you know, you buy all the gear and then you end up not doing it because you haven't really committed. You haven't made that commitment that is a new habit that you want to establish. And so making the decision, you know, deciding that you're going to do it and then act upon it. You know, 100% of the time. So not like, oh, yeah, I'll do it on Tuesdays and then maybe I won't do it and see. Yeah. You know, just commit. It's just making a commitment.
Okay.
Whatever the habit may be.
So make the decision.
Yeah. Another thing is to never allow an exception. And we do that a lot. Like we'll say, okay, you know, I'm going to let myself off the hook. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, you know, I know that I've decided I'm never going to eat, you know, this entire chocolate cake. But today I'm going to, because I didn't eat much all week. And so I'm going to go ahead and treat myself. And yeah, don't do that.
And I know for someone like me, I can have... Well, in the past, I've had problems with exceptions because I want to make all these rules and this beautiful layout of rules and all the exceptions to those rules but no exceptions.
Okay, so I did not know that. Okay, so what you're saying is that you will decide to create a new habit, but then you give yourself outs.
Well, it's sort of like here's the process, and here are the exceptions where things take a different path.
Oh, interesting.
So, but they may include complete exceptions.
Okay. Well, it's just a good idea.
I don't have that problem so much anymore, but it is something that, you know, I imagine a lot of people have that.
Yeah, because they do
maybe
allow.
Not for the same reason, but.
They allow for too many exceptions, mm-hmm. You know, and so you really want to never allow, I mean, in general, never allow, you know, an exception. You know, just don't let yourself off the hook. If you have decided that you're going to, you know, do something that you're going to.
Now, do you think the important thing there is mentally believing that I'm going to do this, no exceptions, or actually making no exceptions?
Both.
Both. Okay.
I think it's both. If you, let's say, you know, something that we talked about is you're talking kindly.
Okay.
You know, don't say, well, you know what, this person I don't like, and this, you know, now I'm really aggravated. If you don't make an, speak kindly or don't speak at all. Mm-hmm. Speak kindly or walk away and take a breath. And then when you re-enter the conversation, then speak kindly, if that's one of the habits that you've decided. So don't allow an exception. Well, this person is a super jerk, so I'm going to make an exception and be just a super jerk back to him. You know, mm-hmm. Just don't. If one of the habits...
This person deserves to be, for me to act like a jerk to them.
Yeah, exactly. Another thing is to tell other people, in other words, inform people around you that you're going to be practicing, you know, a specific behavior, a specific habit. And it's actually quite amazing how much more disciplined and determined you'll be once you've actually shared it.
Now, I know you're still going into it, but I've heard you say things that almost seem the opposite of that. So is there some specifics you can, so for example, I've heard you say before, tell other people that are encouraging people.
Yes. When I say tell others, it's not everyone around you. It's not every single person. You tell people that you trust, people that you love, people that you know will help you, will encourage you. You don't want to tell naysayers. You don't want to tell people that have
naysayers. That's what I'd heard you say before. Don't tell the naysayers.
Yeah. Don't, you know, oh, you're not going to do that. And then, of course, if you don't lose the 10 pounds in the month that you thought you would, then they'll point that out. So don't just tell people that are close to you. But then there is a sense that they're holding you, not spoken, but they're
holding you accountable to yourself.
A little bit accountable. And then that really helps give you the willpower to follow through, you know, on your resolution.
So tell others that are encouraging people because they will hold you accountable to yourself. And don't tell people that are negative people or naysayers because they're going to do the opposite. They're going to try to get you to make excuses. It sounds like that's where you're...
That is exactly it, because they do not want to see you succeed.
Okay.
They do not want you to improve. They don't want to even join you in your habit.
Yeah.
But that's something else. Now, let's say you've developed a habit where you've decided that you're going to hike once a week. You know, you're going to get to know your neighborhood. You want to hike. So by tell people, find a group of people where you all can have a conversation because you're all developing this new habit together.
And I imagine if you were to find a group that does that, a group that does, you know, neighborhood hiking. Did you say neighborhood hiking?
Yeah.
Local. Okay. So if you found a group like that, you're probably going to find some people in that group that are doing it for a similar reason that you are.
Yeah, exactly. Because they just want to explore. They want to get a little bit of exercise for whatever reason. My sister, for example, decided this is exactly a habit that she wanted to form and to make a pattern. So she decided to join a couple hiking groups. And so she would hike maybe once a month, and then she started hiking twice a month, and then she ended up moving to another state, and she joined another hiking group. And some of the hikes are 1 mile hikes and 3 mile hikes, 5 mile hikes. Your habit may be that you just want to do a variety of hikes. Some of her hikes are just for the terrain. It might be going up a hill, going up a mountain. Some of her hikes are just within the city, exploring just the beauty of the city, exploring the beauty of fields or wherever she wants to hike. And she has met the most interesting people because they all share the love of hiking and exploring. And she's just met some wonderful people, and they can all share with each other, oh, I went on a hike over here. So they're kind of also holding each other accountable because they may have some scheduled hikes. Like, okay, we're going to do a hike every Tuesday.
I believe most of the bigger ones would be scheduled, and that's it. I've done a few hikes, and definitely most of the big ones seems like they're definitely scheduled out in advance.
Right.
But those people are, anyone that does that regularly, they're going to be knowledgeable of all the, or at least many of the common hiking areas, you know, probably within a 100-mile radius of the area that you live in, which so kind of far out.
But the part that holds you accountable is you do have to sign up for it. So if you know, show.
Although we're almost saying that one of the steps is hiking now.
So yeah,
what was the step that we're talking about?
It was to tell others.
Okay, tell others. Okay.
Yeah, it was to tell others. And so, you know, by practicing, you know, that I'm going to start this new behavior. So people can ask you, how was the hike? How many times did you go hiking? You know, that's so exciting. They may even want to join. But by telling others your intention of your new habit can be positive as long as you're not telling.
And so the encouraging ones can hold you accountable.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the encouraging ones do hold you accountable, but you kind of almost want to be accountable to them, especially if it's in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh gosh, you know what? This group is going to start, and we all sort of plan to have a picnic afterwards. And so, but then it gets to the point where it's enjoyable. You know, once you establish a habit and it's more established and it's more of a pattern and there's some repetitiveness to it,
you're going to find what you enjoy out of it.
That it's fun. Mm-hmm. That it's fun. You want to make it fun. And so, and that's part of something else, which is create an affirmation. And so it's just simply repeating to yourself over and over and over what habit that you want to start. You know, if let's say you haven't actually started to lose weight, but you're just going to repeat to yourself over and over and over, or you want to gain weight, or you just want to eat healthier, by saying, you know, a mantra, or by saying an affirmation, or even writing it down many times, putting it on your refrigerator, it's a repetitiveness. It has a dramatic increase in the speed at which you develop the new habit. I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
Now, I know with the this next step, create an affirmation, it does align with an idea in the vibrational space, which is essentially, if you were to give yourself an affirmation, and we'll use the hiking example. If you, for example, want to make it a habit that you go hiking at least weekly, the affirmation that you would be, or that you would give yourself, is, I am the type of person that goes hiking. I'm the type of person that enjoys hiking. And the idea being that you then associate with that habit.
That is actually perfect, because what I was reading once, instead of saying, for example, like,
I wish I was a person that went hiking. That would be something that you wouldn't want to do. I wish I was a person that went hiking. I am the type of person that goes hiking.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying, I'm going to get up every morning at 6, say to yourself in your affirmation, I get up and get going immediately at 6 a.m. each morning.
To go hiking.
Right. So it's
because obviously, if I'm getting up early to go hiking, I must be the type of person that goes hiking.
Right. I get it. So, and then something else is to document.
Mm.
Document. This is a way.
I like that one.
To document what habits that you want to start. And start, like I mentioned this before, start small, 3 to 5 new habits. You don't want to just be, you know, have your mind go crazy, have too many habits where you're being unrealistic and they're not really obtainable. So 3 to 5 new habits that you want to establish that are realistic and obtainable, but you want to document it by just writing it down. You can write it down in the morning. You can even document it in your head. You can document it in your journal. You can document it on your computer, in your calendar of, you know, each day. Just make some sort of documentation.
Okay. So I might have something to add to that, but I want to make sure it's not what you're all. Okay. So what I would add to that is that if this new habit is measurable in some way, so if we use the hiking example, I went hiking for 1 hour this week. If your habit is exercising or working out, lifting weights, for example, document what's the max weight that you lifted, or possibly documenting all the reps you did, but any sort of documentation. If you want to lose weight, documenting what your weight is, or if you want to be a little more meticulous, what your calories are for the day. But it can either be thorough, or it can be just something really simple. But whatever it is, some sort of documentation so that you can see the difference, the change over time, the improvement over time, and the improvement will be something that will encourage you in the future when you see how you progress.
And then the consistency.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. The consistency. Yeah,
you know, I've been doing this. Well, I can't believe I've been actually doing this for 6 months now. Now it's sort of just natural. Now it's something that I look forward to doing. You know, this is something, like, I can't wait for my next
It also enables you to visualize your progress on a piece of paper.
Excellent. Okay, and then finally, the last thing that I'm going to mention is resolve to persist. And that means keep practicing the new behavior until it is so automatic and easy that you actually feel uncomfortable if you don't do it.
I'm a little interested. What does that entail, resolving to...
What I'm saying is
it related to commitment?
Yeah. So resolve to keep practicing. You keep practicing and practicing. Mm-hmm. So then it becomes automatic where you're not even thinking. It's just something that you do. It just becomes part of your life. And if there's a day that you are unable to do it, you actually miss it.
Okay.
You actually miss because it was something that you were looking forward to. I mean, there's going to be some occasions, maybe a family emergency or something that you're not going to be able to do something, but you actually miss it and you're kind of almost a little uncomfortable. Like, oh, whoa, I can't believe that I didn't.
Do you think that this would entail sort of after you've done all the previous steps, telling yourself that this is a good idea, I want to continue, or is that different?
No, it's definitely, it just becomes natural.
Okay.
You just want to resolve to persist until it just becomes part of you and it's more natural. So okay. That is it for today's show. Nick, thank you so much. Love all your insights.
And you're welcome. I really enjoyed today. I love the topic of habits. And I think you did really, I like your steps.
Well, thank you so much. And until next week, you can contact Nick or I at any time at Dr. Leslie. At leslieberkland.com, and we will always 100% answer your emails if you have any questions for us or any subject matters that you want to talk to us about or any habits that you've incorporated in your life that you want to share. We would love to hear from you. So have a terrific rest of your day.